brought to you by Penguin.
Daughters of Liverpool by Kate Eastham. Read by Dorothy Lawrence. Chapter 1. There is something not quite right in a woman who shuts up her heart from other women. Florence Nightingale. Liverpool, 1871. Alice Sampson ran to her small room. Throwing herself down on her knees, she pulled out a wooden box from under the bed. Immediately she was rifling through the contents. "Where are you? Where are you?" she muttered, pulling out gloves, handkerchiefs, a hat pin, and at last a new lace collar. "Oh, there you are," she cried, grabbing the collar and positioning it as she ran back to the kitchen. "Sorry, cat," she yelled, as the creature shot off with a yowl when she trod on its tail. And then, at last, she slowed her pace and came to stand, breathless, by the baby's crib. "Hello, my darling," she said, smiling down at the baby girl, who looked at her with wide eyes. Alice couldn't resist, even though she was running late, very late. Her heart melted as her daughter reached up with her tiny hands. She leant further over the crib, close enough to breathe in the scent of her and feel her soft fingers reaching up to touch her face. Then she gave the palm of each small hand a noisy kiss and planted tiny kisses on the tip of each finger in turn, thrilled each time that her baby gave a squeal of delight. Glancing up to the clock, Alice knew that they definitely had to start moving. "Come on, you scallywag," she said, sweeping the baby up, grabbing a paisley-patterned shawl from the back of a kitchen chair and wrapping her in it. No one else was up and about. All of the downstairs rooms, apart from the kitchen, were usually empty in the morning. A brothel was a quiet place at this time of day. Balancing the baby on her hip, she unlocked the front door and ran from the house, the baby bouncing up and down. Alice knew that she had to move fast. Her friend, Maud, was getting married today. The two of them were as close as any women could be. The trouble was, Maud was going away today after her wedding. She was going to America, and Alice had no idea when she would ever see her again. She looked down at her daughter's startled face. "Sorry, my darling," she muttered. "We need to go fast. We can't be late for Maud's wedding." Hearing the baby starting to whimper, Alice immediately slowed her pace to a brisk walk and lifted the child up against her shoulder where she could soothe her as she walked along. "I told you we were going to the wedding this morning, didn't I, Victoria? Maud's marrying Harry Donahue, and they're going on a big boat to New York, and Alfred's going with them. You know Alfred, the boy who comes to see you and makes you smile. Yes, you love Alfred, don't you? And you love Maud." Alice's voice faltered as she felt the familiar tightness in her chest, which came every time she thought about her friend leaving Liverpool. Holding back the tears, she drew the baby even closer to her body and forced herself to keep talking softly to her. "But at least we've got a roof over our heads, living with Stella and Marie. I know it's not the sort of place I thought we'd be living in, but we have got our own room, all warm and snug, tucked away behind the kitchen, and all the women there adore you, don't they? Now..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?